The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Blackbusters.
What's cracking with the family? Welcome back to another episode of Blackbusters, the best movie review podcast in the world.
In the world, Craig.
In the world, Craig.
In the world, Craig.
In the world, Craig. You know what I'm saying? I'm your host, Big Ja. Along with my co-host,
Fourth in Tone.
Woo!
We going for it, Ja.
Woo!
We going for it.
Yes. Fourth in Tone.
Fourth in Tone.
I love that. Yeah. Pause. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Fourth in Tone. That's kind of like jargon. What's that? Is that a football jargon?
It's football jargon.
Football.
Gridiron jargon, if you will.
Oh, the gridiron.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of the gridiron.
Uh-huh.
We doing a movie called Gridiron Game. All right?
Yes.
Starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
The Rock.
Exhibit.
X to the Z.
X to the Z exhibit,
mm-hmm,
man.
Mm-hmm.
Written by Jeff McGuire and Jack Flanders, directed by Phil Jonu, mm-hmm. I believe that's the name.
Yeah, yeah,
hopefully
yeah.
Hopefully I'm not misspelling his last name, Jonu, or Janu. But yeah, man, Gridiron Gang. Came out in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, it was like Skinny Rock.
Yeah.
Like he was still big.
He was, this is when he was playing quarterback on in that Disney movie,
yeah.
Little Girl. Yeah, he was so Slim Rock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is before Ghost. This is before Omari Hardwick was Ghost.
Yeah,
yeah.
Little cameo.
Yeah, little cameo.
West Coast Ghost.
The West Coast Ghost.
Yeah, 88,
man. 88 Ghost, bro.
Yeah,
and he did it well. Pause. Man. So let's just get to it, bro. This is a movie back when The Rock. Can you say he was just starting his acting career?
I mean, I feel like, okay, let's take a quick look at his, like, filmography.
Uh-huh.
Because it's early in his career. So,
right.
You know, he makes his debut as the Scorpion King.
Yeah.
But if
he was Big Rock back then. He was bigger than he lost weight to do.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. But, like, this is very early on in his time. Like, he had done a couple of things. I think he did that movie, The Rundown.
Yes.
But he's really kind of like,
yeah,
establishing his acting chops.
Right.
With this one.
Yeah.
Wasn't his first movie. But he wasn't a movie star yet.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't, what's it, Jumanji. He wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that. Baywatch.
I mean, Rock is probably the biggest action star in Hollywood now.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, Tom Cruise is yeah. still the biggest.
Yeah, he's still doing his thing with the Mission Impossible.
Yeah, but you know, in Top Gun and all of that.
Top Gun, yeah.
But The Rock is up there. You know what I mean? Like, his movies aren't always awesome.
Like, Black Adam was nice.
Yeah.
But it was a big movie. Mm-hmm. Black Adam could have been better. We'll talk about that another day.
Yep.
Yeah, but Black Adam was there. Is that his last film?
I think Black Adam might have been his last movie.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, man. This is back when The Rock was slim, playing quarterback for the Disney film,
mm-hmm.
or the kids film, I should say. But this is based off true events, right? This
yeah.
film,
yeah.
Based
off a true story.
So The Rock plays a character, a real life man named Sean Porter. Mm-hmm. Sean Porter was he was a coach, but he also was.
He was like an employee, like an administrative employee.
Kind of correctional officer for like a detention center for the youth.
Ran the
like
dorm.
YA.
Yeah. Ran the dorm.
Juvenile process. Hall.
Yep, yep.
These are the delinquents from the Southern California that were getting in trouble and going to this youth authority before they go to like
mm-hmm.
full out prison. These kids are like 16 to 17 years old, maybe 18 at the oldest. And Sean Porter plays basically like a coach and like a, not a warden, but like a youth authority figure.
You know counselor. What
I'm counselor.
Admin.
Right. So he was, at first he was just that. He wasn't a coach at all. And he got this idea to like, these kids, inner city, this is Southern California, LA, you know what I'm saying? So most of the kids at this youth authority was black and brown.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? From East LA, South Central, Compton, all over the place of LA.
I like the way it was cast because all of these kids looked believable.
Yeah.
Like some looked like the hood had chiseled them.
Yeah.
They looked hard.
Uh-huh.
Some looked like kids that maybe had gotten into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all believable.
Right.
Like, you know, I believe that all of these kids, you know, were legit.
From the inner city.
From the inner city high school. Yeah.
From the, even the white boy that was probably from like, probably.
He said he was from Redondo Beach.
Redondo. Yeah. Right. And he was basically there with the hardcore kids from South Central.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was good, man. I think they did a great job with having different types of young delinquents,
yeah,
for lack of a better term, at this place. And especially when you see the, because at one point in time, you do see the live footage. It was like a documentary about this program.
At the end. Mm-hmm.
And you can see the kids looked very much like the kids in the movie.
Yeah.
Did a great job casting.
Yeah.
And I think it was acted well, too. So let's it starts off with a, it's crazy how it starts off with Raja Weathers.
Mm-hmm.
Raja Weathers is one of the kids that is at this camp.
And he's about to go home.
He's about to go home. But before he leaves.
You got to get that lick in.
He want to get that lick back. Right. He's a gang member.
Yeah.
He's from the
88s.
He's from the 88 crew in L.A., which is a made up game to my knowledge, but it's very set. It's
88th Street.
Yeah, that's how it is in LA.
That's how it is.
You know what I'm saying? He's from 88th Street and he's beefs with the 95s, the 95 Street Gang.
Yep.
And there's a member of that gang in the camp with him. So on his way out, his goal was to beat his ass in the sleep.
Yep.
So he said, "Well, when I get out of here, I'm about to mop this kid the night before I leave.
Mm-hmm.
I'll spend the night in the hole.
Yep.
And lock up, but at least the next day
I'm getting my lick back."
And I think that's a little false, because like, well, maybe in jail, in prison, you do something like that on your last night, you staying in there.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a nitpick that he could assault somebody.
I'm nitpicking, of course,
and get out.
But I don't even think at that age, even in juvenile hall, if you do something like that, you're gonna do at least another month or a week.
I also imagine that like logistically, there's probably so many kids coming in that they probably had already allocated the bed to somebody else that's coming in.
A fight.
You got to go. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if I don't free up the bed, it's going to take this kid that is coming in from, you know what I mean, Long Beach or coming in from Watts. He got your bed.
Right.
So even though, you know, you were slick, you waited till the night to do the shit, you still going to leave because, you know, I even know where else to put you.
It's clearly he hasn't learned his lesson.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
He's probably spent 4 months there.
Yeah.
6-7 months. And then on his way out, he gets in the gang fight that he provoked.
Yep.
But like, and that's part of the reason why Sean Porter, this character, The Rock's character, Sean Porter, started this program involving football into the youth authority
system. They're frustrated. You know, like he and Exhibit have a conversation like, "Man, we ain't even making a dent.
We're
not having any impact on these kids at all. What are we doing here?"
Right.
Right.
And so the boy, the young man that beat up the kid the night of and got put in the box. They put him in the box. Like the hole.
Their version of the hole.
But their version of the hole, put him in the box. And then The Rock goes in there and asks him, like, "What's going on, man? Why did you do what you did?" Because he's my enemy. But he like, "Yo, Mr. Porter, he's my op."
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I got to do what I got to do. I got to represent for the hood. I got to put on for the set. And that's what he did. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So you still on that. The Rock's like, "You still on that." So all the time you spent here is for nothing. Because you still, where are you going to be in a year?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, "In jail?"
In county.
Yeah. That's his response.
Yep.
His response was, "I'm going to be in jail." And he was like, "No, you're not.
You're going to be dead.
You're going to be dead, bro.
Right.
You keep going on the way you like."
Right.
If you keep going on the way you're going. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, he got out the next day. And within a week or within a weekend, he was out there on the block with his cousin, Willie.
Willie Weathers.
Willie Weathers.
Yeah.
And And I love how they switched that. The main character was Roger. It seemed like such.
It seemed like that's what we was going to be doing, yeah.
And then Roger Roger and Willie is hanging out, and Roger's with Willie and his girl, Yvonne.
Shout out to Journey.
Shout out to Journey.
Smollett.
Yeah. And the homies pull up on them right away. What's happening, bro? You back out? Cool. Hey, something just happened down up the block. We got to get her, get back.
Yep.
Strap up and let's roll. Roger just had this talk with Sean Porter, Officer Sean Porter, at the camp. Mm-hmm. He was like, "I'm trying to do better, bro."
Yeah,
and he was. He was like, "Man, come on, man. I don't even got my piece with me. I'm naked out here.
Don't worry, we got you."
I can't. He was like, "I can't roll for the homies because I don't even have my strap."
Right.
And they was like, "Oh, good. We got an extra one for you.
Don't even worry about it.
Don't worry about that." You know what I'm saying? You coming, bro?
Yeah.
And so they walk off to the side. Him and his cousin Willie.
And they didn't want to.
But that's the pressure. When you from the set, you all in.
That is the hood politics.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and I think that's a good message that they bring out is that, like, the hood won't let you change.
Nah.
Right? Like, you fresh out, like, it's actually like you just clocking in.
You just
clocking in. You've been off the clock.
they're like, oh, you back?
Yeah.
Hey, clock him back in.
Clock him back in. Clock him back in.
You went on vacation for 8 months over there in YA?
Good.
Come on, you back in now.
Work is happening today.
So you got to get right back to work.
Right back to work.
Pick up where you left off at.
Yep.
And so peer pressure, hood pressure, and they strap up and they start mopping. As they're walking back to the incident to get back.
Drive-by.
The gang double back on them.
Yeah.
And they shot one of the homies. Shot him dead. Other homies dipped off on the bike.
Yep.
He didn't even shoot back. But that's another story.
That's another story. Yeah.
And Willie and Roger on foot.
Yeah.
And the girl just walked off, so she got lucky.
She's safe.
So they start running. Now, mind you, we see how fast Willie is. Willie took off.
That was
a telltale.
That was one of the points I wanted to talk to you about. Willie's speed is what saves his life.
Yes.
Right? His cousin is running as fast as he can.
Trying to keep up.
And you see the gap.
Yeah.
You see how
increasing
it. It keeps increasing. And Willie gets far enough, able to climb the gate real quick. And the cuz who don't have Willie's natural gifts was a casualty.
Right.
So literally, you know, Willie's speed is what saved his life. And I think about that as far as it pertains to, like, just athletes in general.
Yeah.
Athletes from the hood in general. Mm-hmm. If you fast.
You have a chance.
Like Willie Weathers fast.
Uh-huh.
Just simply being fast can change your life.
Right.
Just being fast.
I remember, bro, growing up in my neighborhood, man, and the dude, I can say his name. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the homie, though, this sketchy watching this. But I remember him saying, bro. He was frustrated. We were playing football.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, that's why I game bang, cuz. That's why I game bang. Cuz I ain't got no speed. I ain't fast. I don't got that. I don't have it, man. He was his man. He just quit.
Yep.
Walked off.
Yep.
And that dude, the homie, he was a young crash dummy, bro.
Mm-hmm.
He just was super mad at life, not because of sports. He wasn't good at sports, but he wasn't good at basketball. He wasn't fast.
Right.
And he wasn't even really small. He just was like, he had some size, but he had no, he just wasn't athletic at all.
Have no ability.
Yeah, he was just mad about it.
Yeah.
And so, but he was good at that. He was good at game banging.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's why he prided himself as being like, he was always the dude that wanted to go with the older homies and do dumb stuff fast, you know what I'm saying, at a young age.
This movie doesn't touch on it explicitly, but you bring up a great point, which is, in the hood, if you have a noticeable ability, whether it would be athletically. Athletically is normally what it is.
Mm-hmm.
He's fast.
Oh, he's nice.
He's tall.
He can jump.
He's skilled.
Yeah.
He's strong.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place for him on the team.
Right.
Right? And being on the team, and we've talked about this with the many movies, being athletic, the hood will stall you out.
Stall you. Hey, chill, man, he got a game tonight. Right.
You shouldn't be here.
You better win for the school.
Yeah.
Win.
Stop hanging with us.
Yeah.
Stop fucking with us.
Right.
You could be something, right?
Right.
In general, the hood will let you, if you have athletic ability, will give you a pass.
Yes.
If you are smart, and everybody knows you smart, you still might get picked on, right? Like, you know, you still might get kind of like scrubbed out.
Yeah.
But for the most part, they'd be like,
that kid is different.
Sometimes. I've seen it.
You get it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he different.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, if your father is around.
Right.
And your father got respect in the hood, right? Yeah. Like, you know.
I mean, that, go home, bro.
That'll stall you out because we know your daddy, right? But outside of that.
Here.
Do this. You at the camp.
You at
Camp Kilpatrick.
You at Kilpatrick, right? Man.
You at camp. And if you survive Camp Kilpatrick, if you survive the game, then you become Jody from Baby Boy.
Right.
Right? Right. Like, you know, so he, you know, but easily.
Even then.
Could have been a Camp Kilpatrick.
He's still hanging out with Peanut.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Peanut survived the camp too, but he didn't, you know, but Peanut probably ain't going to survive too much longer than the, those couple years that we saw the movie Jody, the Baby Boy.
Right.
Yeah. Peanut probably, he on his way out.
I mean, the one thing that the movie, that Baby Boy, like, showcases that Gridiron Gang doesn't is that, like, not everybody is a gangbanger.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, you could just be into shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I take that back, because there were some kids there that was just into shit.
Right.
Right? Like, stole a car.
Stole a car.
You know what I mean? Or beat somebody up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you know, wasn't always gangbanging. But that's how we start the movie, where, like, literally Willie Weathers and his speed is what allows him to survive.
Yeah. And he basically took his cousin's place.
Yep.
He showed up to camp. Okay, so before we, not to give a narrative of every single scene, but what happens is
West Coast Ghost shows up.
West Coast Ghost. they kill Raja in the drive-by.
Yep.
And I just remember that scene. Over. They ran him over. They didn't even shoot him.
Yeah.
They ran him over with the lowrider, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, with the Cutlass or the Caprice or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a crazy way to go.
Crazy way to go.
They ran this dude over.
Literally.
This kid.
Literally.
And in front of his cousin, and he just sat there. He waited for the police to come, and just the pain and agony.
Yeah,
I think they purposely showed that to show, like, a lot of these kids, these hardcore street thugs.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when they lose their cousin or their best friend or their homeboy?
Yeah,
and their reactions. Excuse me.
So, Jade Yorker is the kid that plays Willie Weathers, and he deserves his flowers,
bro.
He deserves his flowers.
Yes.
He was really good.
I thought he was exceptional.
He was really good.
I remember watching it as a kid, and back then I wasn't a kid. I was 06. I was grown still, but I was a younger dude.
Yeah.
And I remember watching it, like, okay, this is dope. Yeah. Everybody, it's a good movie. The Rock is in it. Exhibit, boom. I watch it now as a filmmaker and as a critic at this point, and I'm like, who is this? Where is he now?
Yeah.
And as I'm watching the movie, I'm looking up his IMDb, and I'm like, what is it? Why have I not seen him?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And because I think he embodied Willie Weathers.
Yes.
We saw the charm that he had. We saw the pain. We saw the toughness.
He gave us a lot.
He gave us a gang of stuff in that character, bro, in that performance.
And the character of Willie Weathers demanded a lot from an actor.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, we had to feel his anger.
Mm-hmm.
We had to feel his pain.
Right.
We had to feel his vulnerability.
Yeah.
His dissatisfaction. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and his toughness.
Right.
Right. Like,
yeah.
Like, and all of these things were believable.
I believed everything.
I believed every single part of it. The pain on his face.
Right.
You know, at the loss of his cousin.
Yeah. And that, I've seen that before, bro.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. And you got a man, and he was trying to hide it. He turned his back to the to the crime scene, but he was in pain, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the homies pull up right away.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to do this.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And which I think is a little, is it maybe not too far? He handed them a Glock right in front of the cops.
I thought that was a thing.
Maybe it was like the same time.
Yeah.
Let's not put them to the side and have to do a whole nother film setup to shoot that. But
if I'm a crime scene detective, I'm like,
I'm watching these.
Let
kids.
Me talk to these guys.
Yeah, my eye is on them. What are y'all doing here? Right.
You can't just put a Glock up. They literally like 50 yards away from the crime scene.
Right.
Right. That part didn't make sense. But what did make sense was, I don't know what his character's name is. I keep calling him West Coast Ghost. But like,
it was one word. It was like
Free.
Free. That's what his name was. Free.
Free, I think, was taking advantage of this opportunity to get Willie fully on.
Right.
Willie's got an 88 tattoo.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. But it almost feels like he's not like a soldier.
He's not a frontliner.
He's not a frontliner.
Not yet.
Right? And this was Free's opportunity to turn him into a soldier,
right?
A muscle, mm-hmm. which is why he was insistent
that he go by himself.
That he go by himself and right. do it. Mm-hmm. He gives him the gun. Mm-hmm. This is his opportunity to kind of like turn out Willie, and Willie goes.
Yeah,
Willie goes, but like his heart don't pump like that.
Nah,
couldn't do it.
Nah,
had the guy dead to rights. See the baby
and the woman, and that's and woman. That's what shook him.
Yeah.
I think he would have did it right then and there, but he paused
right.
because it shows that he, some people don't care. Man, I don't care who over there, man. Mm-hmm. He over there, I'm shooting him and whoever else is over there. Mm-hmm. In his mind, I need him, Anthony.
Right.
And he saw the little kid with the mom, and mm-hmm. he froze.
Yeah.
That's not him.
Yeah.
Because he got a mom and a little brother.
And he got a little brother at home.
And we saw that right the next scene.
And he got a girl.
He had a girl.
And the thing is that, like, his girl wasn't no flip.
Nah.
She wasn't no hood rat, mm-hmm. right? Like, their relationship, and we don't know it yet.
Right.
But, like.
We got glimpses of it,
kind of. She breathes a different kind of breath into him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you know, like, he's just walking the block with her. He happy to be with her.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And so, I think all of that goes into his head while he's in that liquor store.
Right.
But he gets no respite because as soon as he's back home.
Yeah.
Homeboy that the guy that's beating on his mom is there.
And try to put on the face of, hey, mom, I love you. Mm-hmm. Everything's fine.
Yep.
And she said, well, where you been? I thought something happened to you. Nah, it's all good. That's outside getting some air, basically. Mm-hmm. And you see that she got a black eye. And he instantly back on.
Yep.
He can't rest.
Yep. Not only did she got a black eye, but he there.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he
let them back in the house?
Yeah. And that's you know, and they get to arguing and fussing, and Willie pulls out.
And why don't you just leave?
Yeah.
And that even that line, he looked so real. He was like, bro, I'm had it, bro.
Why don't you just leave?
It's my mom, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Really well done.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he blasts, I don't know if it's stepdaddy or the boyfriend or whatever.
Probably the little brother's dad.
And you could just see, like, the way the gun kind of, like, you know, like rotates off his finger, the way he kind of lets it go. He's just like, he's at his end.
Yeah.
It's been a long day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been a long day.
Mm-hmm.
Lost his cousin.
Mom getting socked up.
You know, he almost killed a nigga.
Yeah.
And then killed
him. Almost killed kids.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And so that's the Willie that shows up at mm-hmm. Camp Kilpatrick.
Right.
With the rocking exhibit.
And his mom left. And took the little brother to Oakland.
Went to Oakland.
Because she didn't want him around me no more.
He's all by himself.
So now, which is crazy.
Yeah. He's all by himself.
The mom blames him for killing her boyfriend. Or her.
I mean, but that's how.
A lot of times dudes.
Abuse women be.
Dudes tell you that, hey, man, my mom used to put the dude in front of her. The dude that she was dating in front of us all the time.
100%.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
In the Weathers household.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets there, and you know, he gets there right at the time that The Rock is trying something new. Now, as much as I like this movie, and I do like this movie, I could tell that it was crafted, written, and directed by the hands of people that I think knew enough about the hood,
mm-hmm.
but I did not like the way they was always bringing up what these people had done. I don't know if it was the script or The Rock's performance, but they would be like, hey, Bubs show is funny. Was he funny when he was stabbing that lady?
That was weird.
Right? Like,
and that was weird. Yeah, like,
every character that we get to know, The Rock makes a point to call out what they did wrong. When he calls the quarterback over. Now listen, when you were slinging rocks in the hood, you know what I mean? Like, right. You know, everybody gets a moment.
You made three times my salary.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, like so that part was clunky to me.
Yeah,
the way, you I know, agree. He was almost like a hater. The way that he
Yeah, which one are you, bro?
Are you the leader? But he always found a way to tear them down.
In the way.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, you're losers.
Uh-huh.
You know,
but if you become Mustangs, you'll be winners.
You'll be a winner. You know what I mean? Like, you know, but you're losers, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, so there was a way about him, and I can understand like heavy-handed coaching.
Yeah.
Right? That part. But I just didn't like the part that it was subtle. Like when Bubs was doing his thing and Exhibit was like, you know, that kid's funny.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah. Was he funny when he stabbed that old lady
and took her purse?
Like, I'd have been like, man, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, he's not here. Stabbing nobody.
Yeah, he's just cracking a joke, man. Yeah. He's the water boy. Like, stall him out, right? Like,
and when I saw that, I was like, maybe that really happened in the real story.
Yeah.
That I would have to have happened because if it didn't, and they put that in there, that line in there, like they made this young kid. I mean, he had to be there for a reason. For example, I worked at a facility just like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And young teenage boys, gangbangers, SAs, mm-hmm. Bloods, Crips, and even girls. Girls was over there too.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at these charts, you be like, oh snap,
damn, yeah,
it's wild. So it's possible,
yeah.
But
they could have did it a different way,
yeah,
right? Like they could have had Sean Porter, you know, do a speech into the team, and you know, you guys are all accused of things from, you know, robbery to, you know, assault. You know,
that was then.
This is now, right?
You have an opportunity to not erase it, make people forget, but to try to, you know what I'm saying, better yourselves and shit like that.
It's almost like he wouldn't let the stain of what they did get off of him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that I didn't like, you know? Right. And so again, I don't know if that was the, like, I know why they wanted to be certain that you knew what these kind of kids were capable of,
right?
Because they were trying, but they're already in jail. They're already like you know. I don't necessarily need to know that Bub stabbed.
That line was just whack to me.
Yeah.
Even when Junior, they was like Junior beat a. He said beat the SA to death with a baseball bat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see the kids talking about that. He think he tough because blah, 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 blah,
blah. Because he beat a Mexican with a
baseball bat. I'm like, damn, Junior.
Yeah, yeah.
See, you're not a good kid, man.
Like, I want to know, but I don't need to know the way they told us. Right.
Like, I think the delivery was whack.
The delivery was whack. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't know if that script or just the way The Rock did it, but that part of the movie was really like, you know, it was forced and it deflated a little bit from the feel good energy,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, you know, when you call the quarterback over and you tell him you want him to work with the kid, why bring up the fact that he was selling rocks?
He said, yeah, man. I said, last year you sold enough crack that it was 3 times my salary. Yeah, mm-hmm. man. It was tax free too.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man, so you're good with numbers.
Right.
Goddamn.
Right.
That's the,
right.
You like, can't just lead with that. You're a smart kid, man. You're good with numbers, man.
And you're the quarterback. The quarterback is a leader.
Yeah.
I want you to do such and such. Why you got to bring up my shit? Like, why you got to bring up my docket, man? Like,
right.
I didn't like that part. I thought that was
a little corny.
That was corny.
Yeah,
that
for
was
sure.
that was a little corny and shady.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, like I thought The Rock was good.
Yeah.
I was you know kind of cracking jokes while I was watching. Like, you know, he'd give a speech and then I'd be like, "Do you smell what I'm cooking?"
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Because he sounded like The Rock.
Yeah.
It sounded like you
even
know,
though Sean Porter did sound like a drill sergeant.
Yeah,
but he didn't sound like The Rock.
The Rock was. You know, at any moment, I was expecting him to, like, raise his eyebrow, right?
Yeah.
you know, because it was still, it was the same cadence WWE. And the same tone.
Yeah.
And the same Rock version. Mm-hmm. And again, it's very early. He don't know nothing else.
Right.
But it was like, oh, the Rock works at the camp.
right, yeah. Right. Not Sean Porter.
Uh-huh. The Rock is...
The Rock put on the polo and the whistle.
do you smell what we're cooking here?
Right.
Gridiron? Right.
Mustang soup?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
So he starts his team. He just goes around and he just tells which kid he wants to play on the team.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't let Junior play at first.
Yeah.
Junior's that much of a tyrant to where he's like, I can't trust you to be on your P's and Q's,
bro. Yeah, I can't fuck with you at all.
Nah, you can't play.
Yep.
And then he's making some of these kids play. You go. You're playing. You're mm-hmm. on the team.
You're on the team, Weathers.
Yeah. And so let's talk about Kelvin Owens.
Yeah.
Kelvin Owens is a solid dude, bro.
It's my favorite character.
Man. And,
it's my favorite character.
I feel like both these kids, Kelvin and Willie Weathers,
mm-hmm.
are very similar with the they're good kids.
Yeah.
That live in a good kid, mad city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because even Kelvin didn't mess with nobody. He didn't bully nobody. But once he saw an enemy, that's when he was on.
Yeah. Like, that's when Kelvin and Willie meet for the first time, Kelvin is low-key,
like kind of
taking
like,
Willie's side.
Yeah.
In some shit over the basketball.
Hey, man, hey, chill, man. He mm-hmm. think he tough because he beat a Mexican with a bat.
Until he see the 88 tat.
You a You were 88.
You were goddamn 88.
You went in here. If you went in here, I'll kill you right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So he went straight to, and that's kind of how you got to be for coming from where they from. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't, like, real gangbangers is no glory in it at all. At the same time, the real ones a lot of time are just that.
Yeah.
I gangbang. I trip on gangsters. I trip on the ops.
Yeah.
But usually they go through a neighborhood and not worried about nobody else but the ops.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not focused on y'all. I'm focused on the real enemy.
Right.
From my hood. You know what I'm saying? And they instantly got into it right away, you know. And they was been mad dogging each other. First, halfway through the whole movie,
That was another teeny tiny nitpick, is that there sure was a lot of scowling. Like every time you looked at Willie or every time you looked at Kelvin, he was mean mugging.
Right,
he was mean mugging the entire time.
Uh-huh.
He was not fucking with Willie at all. He wasn't fucking with Willie in the drills.
Yeah,
he wasn't fucking with Willie when they was doing jumping jacks. Like he kept his eye on Willie.
Right,
even like when they get to playing games, but. I love the softening that eventually kind of comes there.
Mm-hmm.
But like Kelvin is a great character.
Great character.
Great character.
And he I remember he was like, Kelvin, man, you played at Washington, right? Last year. DB, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you on the team, he was like, yeah, I'll play.
Yeah.
I'll play.
Yeah.
I might as well.
What else I'm gonna do?
What else I'm gonna do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he was bringing heat.
He was the best player on the team.
Yeah.
He was the best player on the team. I was going to bring this up later when we like kind of started giving out awards, but played both ways.
Yeah.
So you know, played O and defense.
Yep.
And was the best player out there. Willie was the fastest.
Yeah, Willie was the fastest.
For sure. You know what I mean?
But Kelvin was overall had the most heart, had the most experience.
Yes.
Most IQ, gridiron IQ. He was that.
He was the best player on the team, hands down.
Right.
Laying lumber in terms of hits.
Right.
In terms of blocks.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, literally kind of did everything.
Yeah, utility player.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was, you know, and like not all of them was great players. I mean, they obviously make a point to kind of show that Willie's the, you know, the quote unquote special one.
Yeah.
But my man Kelvin was putting it down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, Kenny Bates, white boy.
Yeah.
he made him. What I liked about the film, certain scenes where you see these boys, and I can attest to this. I remember having this feeling where I see these boys or these kids, because sometimes there were girls too at the camp I worked at. You see how they act up and their emotional swings and moods, and then you see their family visits.
Yep,
and you be like, oh,
those that's were great why moments.
He liked that, bro.
Those were great.
That's
moments.
That's why he liked that.
Yeah.
The mom was fed up. He was fed up, frustrated.
Yeah.
You know, she walked off on him during the visit. She left early.
Mm-hmm.
And he went off to somewhere to the side by himself so he can cry.
So he could cry.
You know what I'm saying?
Because Kenny didn't belong there.
Nah, he didn't.
You know what I mean?
He was lashing out. He was angry at the world. I'm going to steal a car just because.
Yep. He made a big mistake.
And that's even what I said. If you're going to steal a car, steal a Benz, not a Mitsubishi, or whatever it was.
Honda, whatever it was.
Yeah, because he wasn't trying to steal the car for money
to resell or chop shop it or anything.
He was just trying to do something.
He was
lashing out. He wanted some attention.
Yep.
And he got it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And so we see that. Then you see someone like when Yvonne? Journey Smollett?
Yeah.
Danielle Rollins. Mm-hmm. She pulls up. That's solid though. For to be in high school.
Took the bus.
Two and a half hours.
Yep.
To go out there, get out there, take the bus,
to go
and
see
to
Willie.
See him, and then she saw he was on the same shit.
Yeah, she's like,
she saw. Oh yeah,
can't fuck with you.
Yeah, it's a good girl. That's the kind of daughter you want.
Yeah,
you don't want the daughter to date the thug, but you want the daughter to have some type of compassion and be smart enough to be able to see the good in people. And she had that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? She saw the good in Willie. And then, but the good enough was getting overshadowed by the other shit.
And she had the question, and she said, how you going to deal with him later? You going to kill him?
Right.
Because you here because you killed somebody. Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, if you still own that, I had to come here to hang out with a killer.
Yeah.
I came out to see if you feel bad about what you did.
I'm with you, obviously.
Yeah. I took the bus.
But she was like, but I can't.
I'm not doing it.
I can't be here.
Right. She said, I want to go.
Yeah.
You just got here. Nah, I want to go.
I'm out and stormed out.
And dip off. And then The Rock saw that too.
Yep.
So he was like, man, he got this dude. This dude Willie got a pretty girl coming to his visits, mm-hmm. and then she leaving, and now he's sitting by himself, yeah. mad. And these kids don't have nothing. A lot of the time, it's very seldom you see a boy, a young man, or a young woman in this type of environment, a camp,
mm-hmm.
and everything's fine at home.
Yeah.
Or they got their parents. Even if the parents might not be bad parents, but they might be having their own issues.
Yeah.
Within their marriage or within themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I know people who, like, moms be depressed because something happened in her life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She lost a husband and now she's depressed. And now she's not mothering the way she,
right.
like she's supposed to. And
right,
now
right, right.
the kids are running loose because they're looking for something else. There's a void that's missing.
It feels like the kids that get to the camp either just get in trouble all the time, and this is the natural escalation,
mm-hmm.
or there's nobody to advocate for them, like you said.
Right.
Like, you know, normally when a kid gets into trouble, you know, even if they do something big, there's a teacher or a parent,
right.
or if the parents have enough money, an attorney,
mm-hmm.
to go, like, we're going to keep you out of here.
Right.
Even if what you did is worthy of this, if there's enough energy behind the kid, mm-hmm. they can keep
they
the
can
kid
finesse something
out.
Probation something right. yeah
even like a group home,
mm-hmm.
before you get someplace else,
yeah.
the kids here, they've got nothing,
they got handcuffs,
they got nothing,
and boxes,
right,
and box,
and they gotta be hard,
got to,
because it requires them to be hard, which is what I thought was a really interesting point, the way they cried after the first loss.
Oh yeah. That's real too.
The way that's they cried too. after the first loss. You know, I was thinking what you might say about mm-hmm. that scene. And of course I've seen, you know, guys, you know, cry mm-hmm. after games for sure. But like, was that believable? Was that realistic?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bro.
That felt legit.
We used to play like two-hand touch
mm-hmm.
at my job, right? So we had a field in the back playing football. There's a basketball court over there. There's a football field over here. And sometimes you gotta like, sometimes the game, there was like, we played a game and the game is on the wire. The lunch is over, mm-hmm. or this period is over.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids score on this team score. These hardcore gangbangers mm-hmm. started crying. Not even wanted to fight. They just walked off to the side and like wiped their face. I'm thinking they wiping the sweat off their face. They crying.
Why you think they was crying?
This just literally, I can't even do this right.
Can't win.
I can't even do this right.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
And so even so, then sometimes we don't let certain kids play because you get too emotional whether you win or lose. You know what I'm saying? When you win, they're good. They mm-hmm. feel great about themselves. They have a great day in the classroom after that. You know, they lose, and next thing you know, they're in the box. We have a box, too.
Yeah, you've lost them for the rest of the day.
You know what I'm saying? And then you ask them, like, a dude actually said this. Like, I ain't going to say the names, but he was like, I can't even do that right.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, it's a game. And he was like, yeah, but it's winners and losers. Mm-hmm. And I can't even get that right.
Yeah.
He dropped the pass.
Yeah.
He dropped the pass.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
And that's what the other administrators, the one white guy, the psychologist.
Paul Higa. Yep.
He was like, these kids
are not built to handle
emotionally
this.
Built to
Stable.
Handle losing.
Letdowns
like this.
Where you see the other team cheering,
yeah.
talking mess.
Yeah.
And people cheering them
mm-hmm.
for beating them.
He made a point. Like,
yeah.
it was a legit point. Now, of course, the Rock still pushed through, and ultimately the kids wanted to play football. They had bought into,
mm-hmm.
you know, what
yeah.
this was. So they did show up afterwards. But it was a legit point. Like, you know, like,
you can't say you guys are losers now, but when you become Mustangs, you'll be winners.
And then lose.
And then lose
yeah.
bad.
Blown out bad.
So you lied to us.
Yeah.
Or we and you or you put your faith in us and we let you down, we mm-hmm. let us down. And you can see the master footage from the original documentary.
Mm-hmm.
These big ass kids
yeah.
is crying.
They was crying.
They was boohooing.
They was bawling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
So I've seen that before. I've seen it's equivalent to being on the block and the kid loses.
Mm-hmm.
And he kicked the ball over the fence.
Yes.
And walk off.
Yeah.
Or he wanted to start fighting.
Emotional outburst.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But and then the Sean Porter's character was not a great leader either.
At the beginning.
At the beginning.
You know what I'm saying?
And in that first game, he recognized the error of his ways and modified his behavior.
Right.
And then we start to see some progress. Mm-hmm. Right? So they lose the second game.
Yeah. By a little bit, though.
By a little bit. And then that's when Coach Porter recognizes that Willie is shying away from contact.
Yeah.
And that scene where he challenges Willie to run through it is ultimately what changes, I think, the trajectory of the team. Because the very next, I think, scene we see after that, Willie's got to return the punt for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. And he catches the punt and he's running. And I think that's when Kelvin... I love that scene where, he's running down the sideline and you see Kelvin moving, you know what I mean, for the block. It was dope.
Yeah.
It was dope. I love that scene.
When you see someone, like you said, being fast, when you see someone that's exceptional, even to yourself and the rest of the group, you pay attention to him.
Yeah.
So what he does, you kind of do too.
Mm-hmm.
So when Willie sat down, like, I'm not doing nothing until we get some water.
Yep.
The whole team sat down and they said,
They following Willie.
Even the guy who don't like him. Even his ops. They follow. They respect him.
Mm-hmm.
They respect him. And he also, we're going to have to make a man out of you.
Yeah.
You know I'm saying? We're going to see what you made of.
Because.
I need to show you, make an example out of you in front of the crew. But, we need to see. I want y'all to see him man up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be infectious and show the whole team how to do the same
thing. Because Willie was calling Sean out on his shit the whole movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Calling him out on being a bad leader. Mm-hmm. Calling him out on, not making the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think the rest of the team saw that.
Yeah.
Right. I think the rest of the team saw that. And I think to your point, Kelvin is the heart of the team.
Yeah.
But Willie's the special one.
Kelvin is the silent warrior.
Yes.
He's the Palomalu.
Yes.
He's the silent leader.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Just does everything
and Kelvin's,
right.
Kelvin's like, nah, I'm not doing that, man. I'm not Kelvin, but a Willie.
Mm-hmm.
He's vocal about how he feels.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that moment where they sit down is pivotal. And I think that, the moment that Kelvin, I want to say, doesn't decide to block for Willie, because I'm sure he was being a great player the entire game.
Right.
But when Kelvin, when he looks back at Willie, when Willie's running down the sideline, Kelvin comes in and Kelvin looks back, it's almost like a decision is made in Kelvin's mind.
He basically said, bro, it's squash in here, man.
I'm trying to win.
Squash and gin.
Let's win together.
Yeah.
You an 88.
I'm a 95.
I'm a 95. But right now, it's us versus them.
Yeah.
The hoods don't matter.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not about seeing you win. It's about the team winning.
Right.
And so, when Kelvin hits that extra gear and does that block, to me, that's the entire movie, summed up in a scene right there. Because then everybody starts to do that.
Right.
And everybody starts to pull in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, this block versus that block. It's Mustangs.
Right. Right.
We Mustangs. We a team.
We Mustangs. And that's what it is. And that's why he started this whole program for these boys, to give them something to distract them about. Even when he said, remember when he was picking the team and he said Matlock.
Mm-hmm.
Matlock's like, I'll play. He's like, bro, you get out in a week.
Matlock said, man, I want to stay in.
I don't want to go home.
The South Central in the summer, the block is hot.
He was like,
I don't want to go home.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And fast forward, we'll talk about this where they do have, at the end of the movie, they kind of let you know where the main characters were going.
He
went back to the block.
Yeah.
But he also knew it. He probably outgrew, because, for example, where I used to work, kids didn't want to go home, some of them. But they turned 18, you got to go.
You got to go.
You got 4 months, 4 to 5 months of 18.
Yep.
By the time you 18 on the other side of 18, you got to either go home or to the street.
Or you're going to county.
Yes. So, and a lot of times folks were like, they start acting up. Hey, yo, dog, what are you doing, bro? You better get out of here. He was trying
to stay in.
I don't want to get out of here, bro.
Man.
And I'm like, dang. So I watched this movie. I did this over 10 years ago. I used to work in a facility.
Yeah.
Just like that. Lockdown. You can't go nowhere. They live there. They eat there. They go to school there.
Yeah.
And every now and then, they might be able to get a pass to go home for a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But they got to come back. And you come back, you got to strip them down and check for contraband. know what I'm saying? But like, it's that serious.
That's what did it for me. I worked at a group home for a week. Mm. This was years ago. I was trying to raise money to do a podcast.
Okay.
And I needed, and this was a, you could get a job at a group home. Mm-hmm. And I went and got a job at the group home, and the boys were cool enough. But at the end of the week, so the boys were cool. They wanted to go jogging. Mm-hmm. I'll take y'all jogging. Mm-hmm. So we went jogging. We went jogging around the neighborhood. Unbeknownst to me, mm-hmm. they was picking up cigarette butts.
Yeah.
And so then I got reprimanded. They was like, the boys got caught smoking. I was like, where they get the cigarettes? They was like, when you took them on that run, they was picking up the butts mm-hmm. and put them in their pocket. And then coming back here and smoking it. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah, you was new.
I had no idea that this was going on. The second part was doing a room check. One of the quietest boys, mm-hmm. because they lived in a house, right? And it was like cooking mm-hmm. the house. And, you know, part of the job is the group, you know, if it was your shift, you'd make them dinner. And, you know, they maybe wash dishes or part of their chores. And one of the smallest, quietest, what I thought was the most amicable kid, I did a room check. This fool had a dagger up under his mattress.
Yeah.
And at that point, I realized that these kids are, I'm trying to use the right word. Like, these kids are, their mentality is survival.
Mm-hmm.
And they're capable of actions required to survive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to say bad.
Right.
I'm not trying to say miscreant. I'm not trying to.
Because where they're from is not bad.
It's survival.
I said, bro, I can't even get to the block mm-hmm. to go to the store to get some chips or to give my mom a loaf of bread mm-hmm. without getting beat up on or jumped on. So I got this. I'm not a bad kid. Yeah. I'm just trying to be able to get back home.
I quit.
Same thing when they get into that facility.
Yeah.
I'm trying to wake up the next day. So I'm keeping this under my pillow.
I quit on a Friday because one of the ladies had all the money from her purse stolen and she needed that money. And the organization that was running the group home was not, they was like, that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
So A, at that point I was like,
you don't have the support.
I was like, I'm too green to the game to see the hustles that are running on me.
Mm-hmm.
I've got no real read on these kids because the ones that I'm most concerned with wasn't the one that had a dagger on, and there's no institutional support anyway.
Right.
So I was like, I'm out.
Yeah. I'm out. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Because you ask, why is this kid going home if he's not ready yet?
Mm-hmm.
They say, baby, we got, and they'll say, we got his bed is already gone.
Yeah. His bed literally is already gone.
His bed is on.
He's got to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's tough. I remember one of the kids was doing, they had signed him up for Pop Warner football. And almost like Gridiron King, he was a good kid. Great. I never had no problem with him. And he went to the practice and had a bad practice. And he was wilding for like the rest of the day. You know what I mean? So this is what our characters kind of get through.
Right.
But it works. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you know, they find a way to become a team. They go on a win streak.
Seven game streak.
Mm-hmm. I did not like why they cheerleaders got to be hella fucked up. I didn't like that. I thought that was a poor decision. Like, you know, like they're a ragtag bunch.
Well, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got the juvenile boys detention playing football, like, you going to give them the Barrington High School cheerleaders?
True.
You'll give them the girls? Like, what about us? Well, do we have opportunity to dance and do cheers?
It just was like everybody's fucked up, right? Like, you know, like they cheerleaders was...
Well, what else? What would it be?
Yeah, maybe.
That one, I got to push back on you. Yeah. I was with you all review, but...
Yeah.
They got to have
Because they in jail, too.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And they're not well rehearsed the same way the team ain't well practiced.
They was fighting too.
Exactly.
So because it's a boys' detention group and a girls' detention group, you got to let them cheer for the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I thought that was realistic. I thought I was cool with that. You know what I'm saying? Give them opportunity too. Because if anything, they would have to be, or they would just be back at their camp, not doing nothing.
I just didn't like it because, like, the first shot, was them looking like as disheveled as ever.
They should have had outfits the first day.
They should, you know, have uniforms or be standing at attention. Like, show them some dignity, right? But the first time we see them,
They hella disjointed, and now they fight at the same time. Like, give like, you found a way to give the team, the Mustangs, like, a moment of dignity.
But they started off rough.
They started off rough.
And that was their, the movie was showing their process. Yeah. But the girls, you got to show them the before and after.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you didn't like it, man, but you got to show
them the before and after. They just showed them that they were. So I just was
it like, it had to happen. Yeah. So you can see how they got together, and the next game, like, they were better.
Then they kind of, like, set it up like they ugly. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like.
Hey, nah.
Yeah.
That's not only ugly girls fuck up.
This is
not
100%. 100%. Yeah. So I just, like, that part, you know, I'm nitpicking because of the fact that I know who wrote and directed it. I'm scrutinizing their choices. That's what a little bit.
If the director and writer were black, you'd probably be like, okay, that's just, maybe that's their experience.
Just have them standing at attention.
Unless you see the documentary and you see the ragtag cheerleading squad looking just like this.
Then at that point, I'd be like, well,
it is what it is.
Great director.
Because I worked with girls, too, and some of the girls look like that.
Yeah.
I ain't saying no names. But some girls, oh, this girl look a regular girl. Like, she should be in the, and she should be like a cheerleader at a high school.
Right.
And she in here in the padded room.
Because she got a temper.
Yeah.
You know, she'll knock a bitch out. Right. You know what I mean? For saying something.
There was a girl in my at my camp, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And this is only 10 years ago. I've been the same. I wasn't the same size, but I've been a grown ass man.
Mm-hmm.
Her hands the same size as mine, bro.
Mm-hmm.
She was 12.
Yeah.
Going on 13.
With a Miss Sophia.
She was like 6'1".
Yeah.
And her hand was same size as mine, bro. Mm-hmm. And I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
So, she hit you. If you ain't focused. She's stumbled a couple male counselors.
Going back to junior high and middle school, sometimes the worst menace on campus was a girl.
At my job, the girls were the worst.
They was the worst.
They don't scare you. You can size wise. It was a lot of big dudes at my job on purpose. It was to impose. Hopefully, you can visually see us coming up the hall, so you get in line before we even get to your dorm.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, the girls, they see you come in, they acting up even more, waiting for you to come over there.
Like, yeah.
So the girls are the worst.
Let's talk about the final game before we get into the awards.
So the final game is to a team that mopped them in their first game. Mm-hmm. The first game was Barrington High School.
Yeah.
And they had only lost 3 games in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Or 5 games in the last 3 years.
It was dominant.
Like, yeah.
Dominant.
Yeah, chances are they're going to whoop you.
Yeah.
And so so the first game they came out there and played, they had Barrington. Unfortunately, they had the best team in the league.
Mm-hmm. For the fight. First game.
And they got beat 38-0.
Yeah.
And killed their confidence, made them cry like babies. And a lot of them didn't even want to play no more.
Yeah.
Now.
So they had PTSD with this team.
So, of course, you know, and at this time, usually in high school, you only play a team once.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get far enough in the playoffs, you probably going to have to see that team again. We had to a lot of the time.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you're going to have to see that the lowest seed. At that time, they weren't even the lowest seed, but they were.
They made the playoffs.
So
I think they said they won 7 straight.
Uh-huh.
And we saw them lose their first 2.
Right.
So they 7-2.
7-2.
It's a good record.
Right.
It's a good enough record to get into the playoffs.
So, yeah. And you got to fight. You got to go against Barrington.
Yeah. Before we get into that, let's talk. Before we get into the last game in the awards, we got to talk about my man Free showing up at the game.
Yeah. I'm coming onto the court, on the field.
On the field.
To shoot a player.
88 for life.
Yeah. Shout out to West Coast Ghost.
Yeah, West Coast Ghost.
He plays a great villain.
He was a great villain.
Yeah, I believe him being a West Coast dude, even though he's from from Georgia.
Yeah,
in real life, but he's a dope actor.
I thought he was great. The way he was on the sidelines cheering on Willie is exactly how it looks.
Yeah,
that part was authentic. Yeah. He was up on the gate,
right,
hollering, you know, bombastic.
Mm-hmm.
Willie was so happy to see him,
man.
He was, what up?
What up?
What up?
Sonny, I'm going to represent for the hood.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, happy as hell. And I think Willie had forgot what the rules are out here.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Willie was on his P's and Q's, he'd have been like, yeah, Kelvin ain't safe.
Yeah.
Around him.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, mm-hmm. Kelvin ain't safe around him. Because obviously Free showed up to kill Kelvin.
Yeah.
That's why he was there.
Yeah.
You know, I'll cheer Willie on in the process.
Mm-hmm. But after that's over.
Yeah, done.
I'm on.
And he literally came out and, you know, has the altercation, shoots Kelvin, and Willie saves
Kelvin from getting dome shot.
That's a big moment, man.
And, that's a big moment. I'm glad he did it. At that point, it was his teammate. You gotta protect your boys.
Yeah.
And he didn't do nothing. He didn't put Free in jeopardy. He didn't shoot Free, or he didn't, you know, he just
protected Kelvin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that scene afterwards where Willie's, you know, talking to The Rock, and you can see the confusion in Willie.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I've never experienced this other type of world that I'm
yeah.
in. You know, like, so this I don't brotherhood, know. Yeah. This team. The hood is my team. I don't even have my mom anymore or my brother. It's just the hood. Mm-hmm. And now I got this team that I've never, we work hard. We blood, sweat, and tears. We play. We win together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm used to this now.
Right. I can't explain. I can't explain why I say
I love
Kelvin.
That scene.
You know what I mean? I like, you know, it was a great scene. And he was, you could tell that he was really emotionally going through it.
Mm-hmm.
That he knew, you know what I mean? That like, that Free died.
Right.
He had saved Kelvin. That was the right thing to do, but was it the wrong thing to do? And that's why he beat the shit out of the one guy that was like, I heard about you. You got Free killed.
Yeah.
And he's whooping on his kid, screaming right. 88 for life.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
You know.
Diverting, digressing back into
that.
The 88.
Back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just a great moment. It leads to a great scene.
He just wrote a letter to Danielle.
To Danielle.
Saying, I'm different now.
Yeah.
I'm not the same guy I used to be.
And just and that quick.
And I've seen that too, man.
Just that quick.
The movie was very, outside the nitpicks you say, even with some of the dialogue, mm-hmm. some of the lines that were said about the inmates or the juveniles,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it was a pretty good, be based off my experience in that type of field.
Yeah.
I spent almost 5 years in that field, man, and that's very, it's very, I think it's very spot on.
It was well acted for real.
Yeah.
It was well acted for real. Okay, so let's talk last game before we get into awards.
Mm-hmm.
They almost cancel the season.
Because of the shooting.
Because of
Free shooting Kelvin.
But homie that was hating in the beginning comes true in the end, comes up with the idea, the police get there.
Yeah, sure. Volunteer.
Yeah, and the first half of the game, they playing scared.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they playing like this team with PTSD is serving them, and homie's talking shit. He calling him a boy.
He kept saying boy. He kept saying boy, and he finally got the nerve to say it.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and that part,
what's going on, nigga?
Yeah, that part was, I think, 100% believable. I mean, you played college ball.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So when you playing them teams that are, got them big, you know, They talking shit too.
I'm gonna keep it 100. That word came out more in high school than in college.
In high school,
yeah, because in high school you have a lot of the kids that are similar to you. Mm-hmm. They grew up in your same neighborhood.
Yeah,
on a team you got dudes from South Central, from Texas, from Oklahoma, from Laguna,
mm-hmm.
from Chicago, and they all on the same team. So you can't get away with saying shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All y'all don't think the same,
right?
Cause if somebody said, if we hear somebody say, we hear a white dude call somebody a nigger on another team,
we
could beat the brakes. We beat the brakes off. That's
right.
Not even a question.
Right. That's happening.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And some of the white boys are gonna help too, probably.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But in college, did you hear it less?
We heard it less, but we heard it though.
Okay.
You hear it more so from the fans,
the crowd.
The crowd.
From the fan being like
you go up to Washington.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You
hear it. So they get mopped, and then there's a great scene at halftime,
mm-hmm.
great speech by Willie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I thought he did a great job delivering that. Rallies the troops.
Leader, man.
Leader. And then they go out and ball in the second half.
Go out and ball.
My man Junior, you know what I mean? Like, you know, that's probably against the rules. He probably wasn't on the active roster.
Right, right. He wasn't. He said, slip this my ass.
Yeah.
And I loved his character. Super believable. I play high school ball with a gang of Samoan. Shout out to my Polynesian homies, to my Usos.
Yep, yep.
And some of them watched the show too, man. So, but Junior was for sure.
Junior was legit.
We had a Junior literally on the squad.
Yeah.
Junior Falave, man.
I mean, what we know about, you know, the big Samoan cats is they'll put hands on you.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
He depicted the Samoan dude from L.A.
Like,
perfectly.
Chill with a temper.
Yeah.
Like, chill as hell. Cool as hell.
Yeah.
But, like, once they sparked.
And
they sparked.
It's crazy because as all the little, I know a lot of these dudes gangbang I grew up with, but they super, super family.
Yeah.
They super family.
Which is all he wanted. That was Junior's motivation.
Yeah. You know
what I'm saying? The big thing was he turned two, and I'm not there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you know, because I'm here.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, and it makes sense why Junior wanted to be a part of the team because of family.
Mm-hmm.
He saw the team transforming into a family. And
he didn't like being left out.
He didn't like being left out.
Because it wasn't no family at first. It was every man for himself. Then he saw a group of dudes. He said, I'm building a team, a Mustang football team. Mm-hmm. He's the only one that volunteered. I'll play.
Yeah.
He wanted to be part of it. And he was a leader.
Right. And he was a leader.
So what y'all doing, bro?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Lift your heads up.
He was good.
Yeah, he was
great. Solid. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's get into some awards.
Mm-hmm.
MVP. Who is the MVP of Gridiron Gang?
MVP is Junior.
You think it's Junior?
Yeah.
Make your case.
Junior, he was the one that got the team back on the field after they had that second loss.
Okay.
He was the guy, what y'all doing? Y'all sitting here chilling, like mm-hmm. not doing nothing? And they were about to cut the program.
Yeah.
And The Rock was like, damn, they're cutting the program. So he's trying to beg to keep the program going. And he said, I'm sorry, man. We tried it. It didn't work.
Yeah.
But then they see the whole team out there hitting them.
And it was Junior that got the team out there.
Exactly. He was basically coach.
And that's what he said. When the Rock walks up, it's Junior that speaks first.
Mm-hmm.
I got them conditioning. Like, we've already done the first part, coach.
Right.
You know what I mean? We want to win.
Right.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
My case for MVP, I kind of alluded to it earlier. Mm-hmm. I think it's Kelvin.
Yeah, I totally understand.
Yeah, I think it's Kelvin. I think he was the best player on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Not the flashiest player.
Right.
But I do think that, like, it's a tie between Kelvin and Junior in mm-hmm. terms of influence on the team to be good. Because Junior spent the majority of the season on the injured list, a big part of the reason why they even in the championship game or make it to the playoffs was because of Kelvin's play.
That's why
I'm voting Kelvin.
For football wise, he's definitely MVP.
Yeah.
For Kilpatrick camp,
mm-hmm.
for the betterment of these young men, I think is Junior. But only way I see Kelvin edging out is because Kelvin ended the beef with him and Willie.
Yep.
Willie didn't.
100%.
So Kelvin and Willie probably wanted to as well, but mm-hmm. Willie just didn't have
the strength. He didn't have that ability.
So Kelvin made it easy. Mm-hmm. Bro, we good.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done beefing with you. Let's win these games.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm cool with Kelvin. I love both their stories. Yeah. I think they might be co-MVPs, but
they definitely feel like co-MVPs.
Because Kelvin is the one that put out Junior in practice.
Yes.
I don't know if you know that.
Ah, that's true.
Because Junior was running through everybody.
Yeah.
He was mad locked and everything.
Right, right.
Kelvin said, all right, enough is enough.
Yeah.
Strong safety. I'm about to break you down. Yeah.
I love that look that Kelvin, when Kelvin shows up with the sling at the first playoff game
mm-hmm.
and the look he gives at Willie. It's like, without smiling.
Yeah.
He looks so much. He was dope, too.
Where is David Thomas at?
Yeah.
David V. Thomas, I feel like, has such a mystique to him that I love this character. I love what he brought to it.
Yeah.
I mean, him being MVP is definitely, he's a strong candidate, if not the winner.
Yeah.
That's
really good acting.
Yeah.
Because Kelvin's looks, without saying words, said so much.
Had a stone face, but it was so expressive.
When Willie finally runs through the Rock,
mm-hmm.
Kelvin gives
a real subtle smile. Okay.
Yeah. You know, when Kelvin looks at Willie after, you know, he comes back from being shot, like, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't smile at him.
Yeah.
He couldn't say it.
Kelvin, but not a smiler. Kelvin, but not but a.
His face said, like, you a real one.
Yeah.
I appreciate, you know, saved my life.
You know what I'm saying?
You risked yours
to save mine. Yeah. And eventually, Willie got to go home.
I don't have the language to say thank you.
Right.
But I'm saying thank you.
I don't even have the language to say it's squashed. Right. I'm going to show you it's squashed by blocking for you.
By blocking for you.
Yeah.
Right. This is a brilliant take.
Kelvin is dope, man. David V. Thomas, mm-hmm. Definitely MVP for sure.
Who's the LVP?
LVP, what's his name? Big Boy. Big dude that quit the team.
From Fat Beach?
Yeah, Jamal Mixon.
Yeah.
Yeah. But his character was that was a real character in the real story.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So they made it him. Like, yeah, but like, yeah. Whether you, he wasn't going to be no, he wasn't going to add to the team.
Right.
He wasn't like, equipment manager. He really mm-hmm. didn't do nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
He was just there because.
He was just there because The Rock had a soft spot
for him. Sean Porter liked him.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I thought the LVP, I don't know this character's name. I can't find him on IMDb, but the Mexican homie.
That was Hayden?
The Mexican.
Or on the team.
On the team.
Number five.
Was
number five, number 25. There's two Mexicans.
The one that was playing safety, the one that said, man, we're getting our ass kicked. Like that guy.
Yeah, number five.
Yeah. I didn't really see him ball out at all during the whole season. But
he recovered the fumble to win the game.
Okay.
The other Mexican, 25, smashed the dude, made him fumble, remember? Okay, and he recovered the fumble.
There was one guy that we saw get a lot of screen time, Mexican homie, that like for as much screen time as he got, I really didn't see him ball out. I seen him.
Did he have lines?
He had lines.
Okay. So there's one guy who's Mexican and black. That's my pop. That's my teammate.
Okay.
My boy, Sharon Arnold.
Did he have lines?
He didn't. He was a receiver.
When they're in the locker room, before Willie.
He wore number three, though.
Before Willie says anything, there's a Mexican cat that goes, man, we're getting our ass kicked.
Right.
Like that guy, right?
Uh-huh.
I just seen that guy get beat on post.
He got beat.
Yes, he recovered the fumble, which is important. But overall, he ain't got no highlights.
Right.
Everybody else
You think he's less valuable than big boy Jamal Mixon that played Jamal Evans?
Listen.
Jamal Evans he didn't even need to be on the team.
Listen.
He not recovering no punts.
He helped Junior get that jersey on.
nah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's how important, hey man. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take you because I'm leaving the game to go get dressed. Yeah. I need somebody to help me.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You ain't doing nothing. Come on, listen.
Number five
is in the game.
Yeah, at least he's
getting beat, but he's in the game.
And he recovered the fumble.
Facts.
Bubs has value. Bubs kept him hydrated.
Don't nobody want to be over no water boy, but he took pride in it.
He took real pride in that. Okay, so let's get to some awards. I mean, in terms of the rating.
Fist.
Five Fists, all-time classic. One Fist, a movie that was made. Where does Gridiron Gang rank?
It was such a well-acted film.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give it a five, but I'm going to give it a four.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a four. It's a great film. I loved it. I love the characters. I know these kids. Mm-hmm. I know these guys. Me at 15, 16, I went to school with these 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
I know Willie Weathers for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know. I definitely
every,
know.
Every hood has a Willie Weathers.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And sometimes they go to college.
And sometimes they go to county.
Sometimes they go to county.
Or they go to San Quentin.
Yeah.
Or they go to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or they bounce around from JC to JC.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm playing out of JC in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But and you just remember them being outworldly talented in high school.
It's a dude, man, that one of the best athletes I've seen, bro.
Mm-hmm.
My boy, Brother Hunter, man. I mean, he was a quarterback and our inside linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Played quarterback. He'll rush for 80 yards in the game. And he'll throw for a 290, and then he'll get a pick or cause two fumbles on defense. Mm-hmm. He's just a gamer, and he didn't go to college. He wasn't even a game maker. He was just a hood dude.
Yeah.
But he didn't go to college. He just wouldn't stay in school.
Yeah.
But he had the ability, I believe, to do something.
Talent.
Yeah, he was just so talented. But my whole squad was like that. Only a few of us went off to college.
Yeah.
And we had recruits at our school all the time.
Grades.
Yeah. All the Usos.
Grades and circumstances.
All the Usos. All the juniors.
Yeah. They all went.
Yeah. No. They didn't go. Only one went, and he came back.
Yeah.
He came back early. Shout out to them, man. But they were highly recruited.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just different. Like, well, they just couldn't stay out the streets, man. And this, or just had other things they were just more interested in.
Yeah.
But they loved football. You could tell.
High school is an interesting time because most people just give them 3 years out of high school and they're like, I wish I would have made so many different decisions, right? Yeah. But in high school, like a girl can throw you 100% off.
Man,
just 100% off.
And she gone. I know the dude didn't go off to school because he went to wait for her. He went to wait for his girl to graduate. Mm-hmm. She graduated and she go off to school.
Yeah.
She leaves to go to school and leaves him behind.
There's a maturity that you get a couple of years after high school that if you could have had that maturity, that's why, you know, like some people do their best ball sometimes the like especially from a basketball standpoint, because people still play a lot of basketball after high school. Like after high school, that's kind of like the end for football. Mm-hmm. There isn't a lot of recreational football happening. Right. But you see guys at that are like 19, 20, you're like, this guy is ridiculous. And it'd be like, what happened? Like, why aren't you, you know, and it's just like, I was messing around in school. You know, I wasn't practicing. I wasn't focused. There was a girl I was on. I was trying to smash. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, it'd be a lot of that.
Yeah.
But I agree. I think the Gridiron Gang is a 4. Yeah. I love the way this movie is shot.
Yeah.
I love the way that's casted.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way that it is executed. It's a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I watch it, like, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I feel good about it. Mm-hmm. It's a high 4.
It's a high 4.
High 4.
A strong 4.
But it's not a 5.
It's not a 5. You know what I'm saying? And I like The Rock. And part of the reason why it's not a 5 because of The Rock.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed him in it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, could we have gotten a better Sean Porter?
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And again, it's early
even,
Rock.
Even if he was white. Because Sean Porter, I believe, is white.
Was he white?
He had a little shag.
A little shag. He white.
Yeah. But he could have been one of the... He could have been one at the nightclub.
He could have been one of the Regal Beagle. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, he had like a little shag or a mullet. You know what I'm saying?
Sean's girlfriend's black.
Right. For sure. Right. Yeah, he was white.
Yeah.
But
it was good. Exhibit did good.
Yeah, he did. I'm glad that they played. Rock did. He did well though.
Yeah, he did well. He just was The Rock.
Yeah, exactly.
This was not Dwayne Johnson.
Right.
The actor. This was the Rock figured it out.
Uh-huh. Playing Sean Porter.
Yep.
Yep. Dope, man.
It was good.
It was good, man.
I'm happy we did it.
I watched it again and again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely if I had a son, I would definitely want to watch it with him.
Hell yeah.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? That's it, y'all. Gridiron Gang, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
This is Blackbusters, the best movie review podcast in the world.
World Craig.
I'm your host, Big Ja, along with my co-host.
Fourth and Tone.
Mm-hmm. And we out of here, man. Catch you next time on Blackbusters. Be good or be good at it. Love, life, pew.
Blackbusters.